You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness.
Welcome to Ask Your Angels. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. I'm an intuitive counsellor, certified EFT practitioner, and a spiritual teacher. So this is your weekly opportunity to flex those intuitive muscles. I'm really going to help you to pull out a message for yourself. So I am going to show you four cards, and I want you to just really tune in and feel to which card is for you. A great way to do that, to get us out of our logic mind, is to really close your eyes, and just as I'm showing the cards, as I'm saying the number, just really feel into it and see whether your angels are guiding you, that this is the message for you for this week. It may be one card, it may be two, it may be three, or it may be all four. We never know where the angels are going to take us. All right, let's get started. So this is card number one. And card number two. And card number three. And finally, card number four. All right, so just commenting below, sharing which card you really felt drawn to as I start to go through each of our messages. All right, for those of you that were drawn to card number one, the message that you are receiving is decisions, and it's coming from your higher self, as we can see there. So what I'm also noticing is this heart here. And I've been drawn to that because that's where you need to be drawn to. So when we're trying to make decisions, small or big, then we've got to work out a process, right, on how it is that we're going to do that. So, you know, we can stick with the logic brain, but remembering that the logic brain can only give you information on what it knows so far. Whereas the body is so wise, it has so much information for you, it can guide you very well if you trust it. So you've been guiding this week to start to move out of that logic brain a little bit, the one that's a little limited. It doesn't really know everything, even though it kind of makes out that it does sometimes. The body is really the wise one, the sage, if you like. So coming down into that heart space, even if it's a matter of placing the hands over the heart and asking the question, but also making sure that you give it the information that it needs to help you make that decision. Because it can be very hard if you're giving the body these open-ended questions for it to then provide that for you. It doesn't mean you won't get some information around that. But if you're really looking to make a decision, try and see if you can frame it in a way that you're going to get a yes or a no. So it's either a hell yes or it's a hell no. And really starting to connect in with that. And the more that you connect in with that, the more you trust within that, the easier your body's going to be able to communicate with you and provide you that the information that you're looking for, the guidance, the support that you're looking for when you're making these little or big decisions. So I hope that serves you this week. All right, for those of you that were drawn to card number two, you are getting the unconditional love card from the Divine Mother. Looks like it's going to be a lot about the heart space this week with our readings. So again, I'm drawn to this heart here in the center. And what I'm really being shown for you, you can see there's a little child here. That is where the love needs to be shown this week. Really being shown to your beautiful inner child. And we can do that through the heart space. So again, really connecting in through there. Like I said, with card number one, placing the hands over the heart and really calling that inner child forth, calling her forth and seeing what she needs. What does she need from you right now? And she will share that with you. You know, she may just need to be seen, be heard, be understood. She may just want you to listen to her. She may have a message for you. So really starting to connect in with her more is really going to make your reality, your life, a little easier. Because sometimes if we've been through difficult times in our life, which we all have, then, you know, she is the one sometimes running the show. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of her, that we're nurturing her, and we're letting her know that she can step back, she can go and play, and that the adult you is in charge and that you've got this. But that's going to take some time. So really carving out some time in your day, in your week, to really start to work with her, see what she needs, and just start to provide that for her. So I trust that serves you. All right, so those of you drawn to card number 3, you are getting the victory card from the Divine Helpers. Now for you, it looks like it's all about your light. And what I'm being shown for you is it's about your light and it's about your acknowledgement of your light. So I'm being shown that you're moving through life at a really fast pace. You're not taking the time to stop and to acknowledge and to appreciate the things that you're achieving in your life. And what the angel is showing me is it's not like big, grand things. It's small things. And you even notice that on the card. The hand here has got these little stars that it's handing down. Little stars. Little things. Starting to acknowledge those little things because you are being victorious in those areas is what I'm being shown. But you don't feel like you are because you haven't taken the time to acknowledge that, to realize that. And if we don't take the time for these things, then they just pass us by. And we go through life thinking that life is hard, thinking that life is challenging, that I'm not achieving anything, I'm not getting anywhere. But you are, because it's these little kind of stepping stones along the way that are showing you that, but you might be missing them because you're looking ahead and you're looking for the big thing, looking for the big star, but you've missed all the little stars along the way. So just start to pull back a little bit, start to notice what's going on around you, be more present this week, and just see what things can you notice that you can be very appreciative of, that you can acknowledge. Get your journal out, start to write those things out. This is what I saw this week. This is what I achieved this week. Even if it is something small. Like I said, they're not talking about big things right now. This is just about the small things in your day that you're achieving each and every day and you're just letting it go by the wayside because you're not thinking that it's anything big. But the little things become the big things. I trust that serves you this week. All right, for those of you that drawn to card number 4, you are getting the Suffering card and it's coming from the Divine Teachers. So what I'm really feeling for you is that you are suffering in silence, that you are not reaching out for help either here on the earthly plane or in the divine plane either. And the divine teachers are stepping forth to guide you, to support you, to bring you through. You know, because the earthly plane, the earthly school, it's not easy, right? There's some difficult things that we go through, difficult challenges. And they're all lessons for us. So they're either blessings or they're blessings in disguise that we go through here on the earthly plane. And it's all about our soul and what it is it's learning this lifetime. But you've got to remember that we weren't just thrown here on the earth and left behind. But it can feel like that. I get it. Especially as sensitive souls and empaths, sometimes we feel like, okay, when are you going to come back and get me? You've dropped me off here in this horrid place. I'm waiting for you to come pick me up. But there's some things that we need to achieve. Our soul's here to learn some lessons before that's going to happen. But what you need to remember is, yes, sometimes it feels like we've just been dumped here without anything and we're just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, right? But what you need to remember is both here on the earthly plane and in the divine plane, there is help available to you in each and every moment. But you need to ask for that help. You need to understand that you're not here to struggle alone. There's always help available to you. So what the angel is really guiding for you, and again, it's coming through the heart space, it's really starting to connect in through here and think, you know what? I'm struggling right now, but I deserve help. I deserve to feel supported. I deserve to feel guided, and I'm going to start to reach out. So like I said, that can either be asking your angels to guide you and help you, and they may guide you to someone here on the earthly plane that's going to be able to help you. The fact that you're watching this, maybe you've been guided to me, I don't know. I help people in that way all the time with my private clients. So that's certainly something that, you know, you can reach out to me and we can have a chat about that. So if you are struggling, don't do it alone. Reach out. So I say whether that's the people around you, whether that's professional help, whether that's connecting with your angels and your guides. Do something. Stop struggling alone because it's not helping you. You're not going to get, you know, an extra gold star because you did it by yourself. We can have the help from others around us, and that actually expedites the growth of our soul, the lessons that we're learning. Just because we reach out for help doesn't mean that we haven't done that lesson properly, that we haven't done it on our own, because that's not what we were put here for. Because, you know, if we're supposed to do it on our own, we'd be put on a planet somewhere where there was no one else, right? But there's lots of people here, lots of beautiful souls that can certainly help you with what it is that you're dealing with right now. So this week, I want to see you start to reach out for some help. Like I say, whether that's on the earthly plane, connecting with me, or talking to your angels and your guides this week to really help you to understand, okay, what are my next steps? How can I help myself? And what help is available to me right now? I trust that serves you. So I hope that's helped you all this week with our guidance for Ask Your Angels. And like I was just talking to everyone that picked card number 4, if you are in a position where, you know what, I'm really feeling like I need some extra help, or I'm really ready to go in some deeper healing, I invite you to reach out to me. I'll put a link under this video, wherever you are watching it, where you can book in for your free online coffee chat. And we can have a chat about what it is that you're experiencing right now. And I can share with you how I can help you as one of my private clients. I just want to thank you for joining me, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, NicoleIvins.com.